A system like China has.
It's very dangerous.
Video shows how China is using AI in their schools.
Know exactly when someone isn't paying attention.
I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, we're going to be discussing the issues surrounding the debt ceiling, but it's going to be a little different than what you think, because the debt ceiling at the end of the day is going to be raised. But you need to see what it's going to do to your bank accounts, your money, and the future of credit in this nation. And this gets pretty big, so I think this will be going towards the end. Wait until you see the video at the end of this program of what China is doing. It will be a stunner for you, but it'll all kind of tie in, as I talked about last week, how the East is paying very close attention to what we're doing here in the West. And this is a really big deal. So when it comes to the debt ceiling, you're hearing, you always get the arguments, we've been raising the debt ceiling even though we're not supposed to. They always do, because if they don't, the whole world is just going to fall apart. And everybody knows that. So it's just really a matter of having a budget. The bottom line is Democrats want endless spending and the Republicans want caps on things for the next handful of years and stop the increases in spending, which is actually very smart. It's because of the runaway spending that Biden and all of his crew have done, what, in the tunes of trillions in stimulus, is why we have the actual inflation we have now. So the 14th Amendment, you hear the term floating. They keep saying, well, we can use the 14th Amendment to bypass Congress to alleviate the debt ceiling. Well, number one, that's desperation. Two, it is illegal. So here's kind of just a quick take on the 14th Amendment, what we mean. Take a look at this. Nor shall any state deprive person of life, liberty, or property without due process, or deny any person within its jurisdiction equal protection under the law. That's the only thing I think that they can reach from that, that somehow not doing or raising the debt ceiling is depriving people. But this is totally ridiculous, and it's just not the case. But the inflation we have is not going away. So you have to pay real close attention to what they're telling you in the mainstream, because they're not telling you the truth. And where this impacts us, where we're going to go today, is I want to show you what's going to happen when they actually increase the debt ceiling, because we're at the end of this dollar system, period. And when you see what it's going to do to the banking system and what it's going to do to your savings, your future wealth, you're going to want to pay attention to. So as we discussed how there was about $1.4 trillion in actual cash in the banking system, and we've taken out well over $1 trillion. This is putting the pressure on the not only the banking system, but the government, because what is going to happen when there's not enough cash if people keep going to the banks to withdraw? I think after this program, you're probably going to want to get more money out of the bank, and we'll give you some solutions for that. But you don't want to get caught short, because there's not enough currency. There's probably $17 trillion on deposits in the banking system, yet they only have about a few hundred billion in actual cash available. So they need cash. They need to raise funds. And this is where it gets weird, but $57 billion was just withdrawn recently. The commercial banking system in just the May 3rd through the 10th had $57 billion withdrawn. Since February 22nd, $590 billion were pulled out. And now we're upwards to almost $1.1 trillion in actual deposits withdrawn in currency. And the bank runs are not only continuing, but they're speeding up. And so to give you a good idea of why or what's going to take place, the debt ceiling means that the United States Treasury is out of money. They don't have any more money in the balance sheet, and they're going to have to increase that balance sheet to pay our debt. because we have far more debt than we do the ability to pay. And we're paying now roughly $1 trillion a year in just interest on our debt. And when you put that with military and other government spending, we're in a serious deficit, serious hole. So take a look at this image of the Treasury cash balance, and I'll explain what this means. As you can see back on the left here towards 2020, we had a significant balance in the Treasury of about $1.5 trillion. And then we spent all the money through stimulus. And as you can see on the right here, we're at near zero. Now, that green arrow is the goal that Treasury needs because they like to have somewhere in the area of about $500 billion on hand to deal with any type of miscellaneous emergency or to pay the debts. And so they need a minimum of $500 to $600 billion. Well, number one, where are you going to get that? And this is kind of where this is going, because you're going to be quite surprised what this leads to, because once they actually do the debt ceiling, they raise it, the goal will be to raise it roughly about $1.5 trillion. We're going to see another drain on the banking system because of this. And the Treasury, as Treasury refills its coffers, and they, as we say, about $500, maybe $600 billion, the question becomes, well, where is that coming from? I mean, they're going to raise the debt ceiling, but where will it come from? And I want to show you a really stark image here of the banking system. So when you think the banks only had a few banks and they got bailed out and everything's okay, believe me, it's far from okay. And when you see this image here of the actual strength of the banking system, you're going to be amazed. Take a look at this. This is small bank reserves. Basically, we're going to show you the small bank reserves is the real issue here, but they're at the lowest they could possibly be in a drying up a source of funding for loans. So the black line there, the dark line, is down near almost 2 or 3%. That's a circle on the right. That's your small bank reserves and percentage of assets. The blue line is your large bank reserve and percentage of assets. But look how much that has fallen. And then the red line is a reverse repo market, which we don't need to get into. But what makes this interesting is how low small bank reserve assets are, as well as large bank reserve assets depleting because the people have taken the cash out of the bank. The fact they're that low is extreme and something that you should be concerned about. I've had conversations with people, you know, that have like $1 million in the bank. And I was like, you better not do that. Number one, I'd have a $500,000 in gold and silver in a private vault and then take the other 250 a piece and divide them into two banks. If anything, be at least below the 250 threshold. If you have more than $250,000 in the bank, you have a stand a chance of actually regretting that. And even so, I wouldn't trust the FDIC. So putting reserves into gold and silver in a vault right now is far more secure than putting currency in a bank. And with that said, I would recommend that you go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. And what I think you'll find different about Cornerstone than most of these other bullion companies, Cornerstone is a boutique type of bullion company that's been around for almost 14 years. They mainly service the kingdom. They are heavily Christian-minded. A lot of the team had even went to Bible school together, and they're very focused on the Judeo-Christian world only. The prices are exceptional because they are in the actual supply chain. They're not brokers. So at Cornerstone Asset Metals, you're going to find a company that actually is in the supply chain. They're not buying something and then reselling it like most of these big companies. And you'll want to compare the prices because the prices these big companies charge could be 2 to 3 times the amount that Cornerstone will. And right now, most important thing is to get as many ounces as you can. So before we get going, I start showing you more data on what your banks are looking like. I'm going to take us to our sponsor. Be right back.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Welcome back. So I think you'll find that the boutique nature and the pricing that Cornerstone will offer will be exactly what you're looking for in these times. We don't need fancy 1.5 ounce silver coins. We don't need fancy 1/4 ounce weird, you know, gold stuff. You just need good silver, period. And you'll understand why in the future when you see what silver is going to be doing. Right now, we are facing, not only are we shifting from a tailwind of global central bank liquidity. And what I mean by liquidity is how much actual cash they allow into the finance system for loans, for companies, for car loans, even for that matter. It's how much is available to lend out to the country. We had a tailwind because they actually put trillions of dollars pumped it into the system. And this is, of course, why we are dealing with the inflation we have. But because of that, it was more of a tailwind. And there was so much liquidity that everybody was moving around. There's money flying everywhere. The markets were going up because the money was ending up in the stock market. Well, now in the last handful of months here, we've gone from a tailwind to now a headwind. Liquidity pressures again are rising in the banking sector. And when I showed you the actual reserve balance sheet there of the small banks, and most of us are in small banks, the big banks are even depleting, but they're still above 10% on reserve. Now, they're supposed to have a lot more, mind you, because there's $17 trillion on deposit, and they don't even have a fraction of that on hand. So if you're the last one in the bank to get your money, you're not going to get it. So when people ask the question, can the government actually limit how much currency you can take out of your bank? The answer is absolutely yes. And I believe there's a really good chance that that might happen. And so if you're planning on having any form of anything going on in the future for your safety, protection, and preservation, you better make sure you're not all in the banking system, and that means brokerages as well. So here's another stark image that shows where the small banks are right now. Take a look at this. What's interesting about this is you see to the right where they were at the bottom, and small bank reserve were at critical levels, and the large banks were at critical levels. Mind you, this was at the end of 2019, and I'll explain a little bit of that later, but they were literally down to nothing. And then all of that liquidity was injected into the system. And now you can see on the right how it's absolutely collapsed again, where the blue and red lines, large banks and small banks, show an utter collapse of the system. Now, the reason this is important to understand, this is goes back to now the pandemic, how miraculous this bioweapon shows up, right? It just so happened to show up when the banking system was in extreme critical level, crisis level of near zero on reserve. And then the crisis allowed the governments around the world to print currency and stimulate an unbelievable amount of money into the system. But it didn't last. And as you saw in that image, how it's absolutely collapsed back down. Now, small banks have collapsed more than the large, and there's a reason for that. Who do you think is buying our debt? When we issue U.S. treasuries, who do you think buys those? The banks do. They actually, instead of sitting in a cash position, they'll actually hold U.S. treasuries as form of asset. That's been annihilating the small banks because they were losing a lot of money now that the interest rates are rising like they are. So the Treasury has to raise money. They must raise the debt ceiling, and they're going to. But the consequences of raising that debt ceiling is going to be this. But first, take a look at the Treasury cash balance so you have an understanding of why this is so vital. As you see, we talked about the banks, but the Treasury, the actual government itself, goes from having almost nothing and miraculously, well, with all the stimulus anyway, you see that they inserted all that cash back into the system. The Treasury itself now is down near zero. Now, when they're at zero, what happens? They don't pay the bills. They can't pay the military. They can't pay Social Security. They can't do anything because they don't have the money. We are an insolvent nation, and the East is paying attention to this. Now, they know we're going to raise the debt limit. They know we're going to continue to stimulate. That's why I contend Russia's in a great position right now, because as we enter in the future here into a commodity super cycle, they're going to be one of the great beneficiaries of this. So here's how this Fed tightening cycle is going to end. And this is really the big question here for most of us. When are they going to actually stop raising interest rates, pause, and then get back to lowering? And believe me, they have to lower the rates eventually because we can't afford the interest on the debt. And the interest rates make that very, very difficult. So they will be lowering these rates again, but they need to crush the economy in order to achieve this. And that's unfortunate. But take a look at this. This is a great image of showing you where rates were and how at the end of a nation's cycle we are in America, because this is over. That's why you're hearing so much about the central bank digital currency, how you're hearing about the new financial system. This now current system, this Federal Reserve note you're holding in your wallet, is over. And it's just a matter of what are we going to morph into and how are we going to handle it. But what the consequences to you, we the people, will be extraordinary if we're in the wrong place during this transition. But take a look at this. This shows you the Fed tightening cycle and the interest rates throughout our years. This goes all the way back literally to the Great Depression on the left there. But you can see when we had in the 70s, they had the rates up at 19%. Many of you can remember when we had those high interest rates. And ever since then, it has steadily just collapsed down to zero where we spent the last 10 years. You can see on the right where their target is, but that lines up perfectly with the chart showing you where this is eventually going, which will be back down towards zero. They'll have no choice. But they can't lower the rates back towards zero just yet because we're still in a really serious inflationary cycle. So if they were to start to do that now, we would have more inflation, if not hyperinflation, going forward. So they're really stuck. If you want to put a cliche on it, a rock in a hard place, that's where we're at right now. There's really no good answer. And this is really important to know, and why I talk about going to Cornerstone Asset Metals to get yourself some silver and gold in as many ounces as possible, because that dollar is definitely going to collapse in value. And of course, when that happens, the gold and silver will be the recipients of that value transfer. So the Treasury Department is forecasting that they're going to sell, mind you, sell about $1.5 trillion in debt. They're just going to make it up out of thin air, and they're going to sell $1.5 trillion in debt. Well, this could lift the Treasury's account. You remember at the beginning how we talked about they want $500 to $600 billion in their account. So it's going to raise their cash balance through September of this year. But they wanted about $500 or $600 billion. Who's going to buy these treasuries? A lot of them will be the small banks. Even the large banks will be forced to buy them because we're no longer in a unipolar world where the dollar currency is reserve and king. A lot of nations not only are not buying our treasuries, they're actually selling them. And that's where we're at as far as the empire, United States empire, is concerned. We have lost. We're in the seventh stage of a seven stages of empire, where the loss of a currency or the confidence of the currency becomes the collapse of the nation. Not to say America's collapsing, although if you look internally, we're taken over by Marxists and Bolsheviks. That's why they're labeling at Homeland Security right now Christians and conservatives as terrorists, because we actually stand in the way of the satanic left, and that's what Democrats have become. They've become satanic. What they promote in the whole idea of drag queen is so insane to go after children. Like, listen, I don't mind you being who you want to be in life, but when you go after children and you try to redefine who a woman is, you've just puffed up a big chunk of this country, and the Satanism that's involved in it is incredible. So we're dealing with a nation that is depleting internally. We are morally decaying, and the East knows it. And when you see the video at the end of this program, you're going to know real stark why we are in deep trouble going forward. So the small banks and large banks will be the ones buying the treasury. The markdown of these securities held by the banks is really how the asset crunch finally kind of trickles into a credit crunch. It was the treasuries that caused these banks to fail because they were holding on to the treasuries, and then the rates go up and they started losing money, and then here's where the banks end up collapsing. The problem is not that we have a credit problem here. It's not that we have non-performing loans or people are defaulting, although there are. That's not our issue. The issue is, as we're seeing, is a sharp markdown of security assets. So they're marking down the U.S. treasuries. So we're here, we're printing treasuries, we're printing debt out of thin air, and then they're converting it and forcing to the banks to hold them. And then they're marking down those assets, causing these banks to collapse. This is at the time. Now, think about the small banks. They have almost no reserves. The Treasury is going to have to get a lot of the money they need from the banking system. So we're talking about around $1.2 trillion that is going to hit in a crisis mode on the banking system. That is a lot of money to hit the banks. They're already stressed out and have very little reserves, but a lot of that money is going to have to come from the system, and it's going to come from the banks into the deposits. Now, they can print the money, mind you, but if they were to just run up and print another $1 trillion, you'd think inflation's bad now. You would see almost hyperinflation. So they're going to have to continue to drain the banking system in order to support the debt and the balance sheet of Treasury. And so you see where all of a sudden we're kind of in this spot where the banks are forced to buy the treasuries to back up the books. And at the same time, the treasuries are getting worth less and less. And the world doesn't even want them anymore. This is at the time when the world is now moving away from the dollar. We're de-dollarizing. And the de-dollarization through the BRICS is a really big deal. And this is huge because it cannot be fixed. It just can't. The BRIC nations are peeling off into commodity-backed currencies. They're no longer buying our debt. We've now destroyed the petrodollar. Biden did a great job with that in Saudi Arabia, where they just insulted him. And now even our allies are moving towards the BRICS. Now, I know the dollar is still a franchise and still will be around, but you are going to see significant value in that dollar be lost over the next handful of years, to the point we are going to have to do something. They can get all the revenue they want through taxes. It won't matter to the level of debt we have to service and the bills we have to pay. So something is going to give. So for all those people on the left of politics, because you think you're getting all these free goodies, you're going to be really surprised when this thing ends, because you're going to find all those free goodies are going to get marginalized to nothing. And that's what happens in communist countries all over the world. You just go ask the Cubans and go to Venezuela and you'll understand. But the BRICS forming and the de-dollarization is a really important timing, because it's at a time when the U.S. no longer can issue debt. We were issuing debt before because we were the petrodollar. We were the king. So we could print all the money we wanted. We could dilute all the value we wanted to and print all we wanted to and spend all we wanted to because the world was buying our debt and they were holding our currency. Well, that's changing and it's starting to come home. Now, the issue with this is going to be what you're going to see here now is what I call the most important part of this. Internally, America is imploding, not just morally, but financially. We are corrupt at almost all levels of government now. And the East is watching the destruction of once great nation. Take a look at this video and see what the Chinese are doing with their children. And you ask yourself, does America have a chance? Take a look at this.
This is a system like China has. It's very dangerous. Video shows how China is using AI in their schools.
Know exactly when someone isn't paying attention. These headbands measure each student's level of concentration.
Oh my
God. The information
God.
Is then directly sent to the teacher's computer and to parents. Classrooms have robots that analyze students' health and engagement levels. Students wear uniforms with chips that track their locations. There are even surveillance cameras that monitor how often students check their phones or yawn during classes. But schools say it wasn't hard for them getting parental consent to enroll kids into what is one of the world's largest experiments in AI education, boost students' grades while also feeding powerful algorithms.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. They're gonna kill us.
That video was with Joe Rogan. He was doing an interview, and that is creepy. That's the Chinese. They're communists, though. They're using artificial intelligence on these children. They're wearing headbands, wristbands. They're monitoring their eye strokes, what they do in school. They're put into algorithms. You saw the video. These kids are going to be growing up to become like super soldiers. They're going to become super scientists. We are so outpaced. Go look at our education system. Look at what the queer junk they're teaching children in school. They're teaching children to hate our country, to dismantle the fabric of what made us great. And then you have China on the other side of the world, dominating world trade, dominating in all aspects of finance moving forward, joining up with the BRICS, lining up with Russia, all going into commodity-backed. And look at the level of detail. Now, it's dystopian, all right. I don't recommend we go that route here in America. But look at what these children are going to grow up to be compared to the kids we're raising today. I think maybe we have, what, 25% of our population growing up with sound education, morals, values, and principles. I mean, we have a really super sloppy youth right now, and it's all because of that internet. All because of TikTok and all of these other social media sites just melting the brains of our children. And we're losing touch of what's important. Now, there was another video I didn't include where in China, they were having children, literally 10-year-olds, doing weapons training, where they're tearing apart and putting together weapons. And here we're trying to take all the weapons from our people and they're training their children how to dismantle them and put them back together. This is extraordinary and why I believe that America is on the down and I pray that we can turn it around. But in order to do it, we've got to pretty much tell the left to shut up and sit down. We've got to take back this nation from the Marxists and from the Bolsheviks because if we don't, we will be slaves. And if you think God's going to save you, you're going to be really surprised because God sent us Jesus Christ, who's supposed to give us truth and wisdom and understanding and use that to lead into the world. And we're not doing that anymore. I blame the church for a lot of what's going on right now because they're too afraid to tell the truth. So you're seeing they're going to try to use the 14th Amendment for this debt ceiling. It's ridiculous. More about the banking crisis than anything else, because when they raise that debt ceiling, you are going to have a $1 trillion crisis hit the banks. And if you think there's bank runs and bank problems now, wait until they raise that debt ceiling. And this is just the beginning. Unfortunately, it's not getting better. And over the next 12 months, you are going to see fireworks is why you better get properly protected, get as many ounces as you can, and I'd be working with a company that cares about you. So until next week, this is Rigged Against You. I'm Terry Sacca.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.